You're listening to episode 14 of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is a podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely Morning Show on Periscope. Today, I am so excited to be back with Erica Oding from Chaotic Blessing. Erica is my right-hand man and my partner in crime for pretty much everything with the Cultivating the Lovely ministry. And we are so excited to be launching the brand new Cultivate the Lovely planner line tomorrow, March 11th. This show is all about that. We go into why we designed these planner add-ons the way that we did, what you can expect from us in the future, how we do our planning. It's just another really fun planner goodness show for all of you who've been requesting more of that. So that is what you can expect from this episode. But first, I want to mention that this week we again are being sponsored by Character Badges. Now, if you haven't checked out Character Badges yet, you can go to boldturquoise.com/character badges, and that will take you right to their website where you can find out more about all the different amazing products that Character Badges has to offer for helping your kids from toddlers all the way up to early preteen years, learning not only why they should obey, but what the character is behind it, and helping you to be consistent and deliberate in the way that you help your kids learn about good character. Also, if you order by the end of tomorrow night, March 11th, and use the code all caps bold turquoise, you can get free shipping on your order. So be sure to head over there, show them some support as they've been showing support to our ministry. Okay, without further ado, I want to jump right into this conversation with Erica because it's so much fun. So here we go. You guys, today I am so excited to have Erica back with me. Hello, Erica.
Hello.
We thought it would be really fun to have another episode with her and I on it together because we are going to be doing some question and answer sessions again here in the future. But this week is a special week because we are coming out with the very first Cultivating the Lovely planner line. So we are so excited about it that we thought we should talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we wanted to give you guys a little bit of an idea of the background of how we got started with this, how it kind of morphed into something different than we thought it was going to be. But we're really excited about how everything's turned out and the time that we've put into it. So we want to just talk more about it.
Yes.
So all right. I'm going to kind of hand the mic to Erica and we're just going to chit chat and she's going to say what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think like the biggest question that even when we started bringing up planners, gosh, we started talking about them in November.
Yeah.
And we both agreed there was this huge need for other stuff. That's
yeah.
What we're talking about today. What is that other stuff? So I think we need to start with why and how did it come to fruition?
Well, I think that both of us tend to be ingenuitive in the way that we plan and we like to do things a certain way. And we're always creating our own stuff because we haven't found exactly what we like, right?
Right. There is no perfect planner out there.
There is no perfect planner. And even what we've created isn't going to work for everybody. But we
Correct.
Thought, well, we have enough in common and things that we really would like to see happen in a planner that we want to make this happen.
Yes.
So at the beginning of the year, we had been thinking about just creating our very own complete planner system. And that was kind of the direction that we were going with it. But then as time wore on and we were looking more at what we were doing, we were seeing, well, we kind of really like, though, a lot of the planners that we're using. They just
Right.
don't have everything that we want in them. So then we decided, well, what if instead of creating a whole new planner, we created add-ons that people could put into the planners they're already using, whether it's like the Happy Planner, which ours will fit into seamlessly, or some other A5 planner, or eventually we'll have the Personal Planner line out. We wanted something that people could just mesh with the system that they already have, but make it a little bit more refined. Is that what you
Right.
would say?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of meet the needs of
Yes.
more people than just a weekly spread.
Yes. And so tomorrow, when we go on scope, we're actually, so it'll be Friday, March 11th, we're actually going to have a detailed, showing everybody what is in the planner, what all the planner add-ons are, and what stickers and everything we have available, and what they look like. And so that all debuts tomorrow, and it will launch, and you guys will be able to buy it, start purchasing it tomorrow. But do we want to give them a little bit of an overview of what's in it, Erica?
Yeah, let's talk about that because I think it's a really great package.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So, do you want to do that?
Sure. And if
Yeah.
I forget something, remind me.
Okay.
Okay. So I think all of this really kind of started with time blocking because
Yes.
you love to time block.
Yes.
I do a little bit, but I'm not hardcore into it. But I have found that I kind of need to start moving that direction. But I use a happy planner for my day-to-day family, and there is no time blocking available.
No.
So we have a whole entire two-page spread dedicated to time blocking for the entire week.
And this can totally be used in conjunction with other
Yes.
week-long spreads because it's not really meant to house your to-do list and all that sort of thing. It's really just to be able to give you an overview of what time you have available in your week and what you don't, and make you just a better user of your time. So that's what the whole time blocking thing is about. It allows you to shade in whole blocks of time that you know are devoted to certain things and really see where your time is going. I think it's a great tool just throughout the day, even for a week or so, just to make little notes throughout the day of, okay, this is what I was actually doing at this time to
Right.
see where your time is really going.
Right. And actually, it really helps when you plan. I think I talked about this in Planning 101 about where we put too much on our plate for one day. And
Yeah.
when you actually assign it out to blocks of time, you start to see there really is just not enough time
Yes.
to accomplish everything you said you wanted to. So instead of feeling like a failure at the end of the day because you put too much on your plate, this will actually set you up for success. And you can say, okay, this is really and logistically what can be accomplished.
Yeah,
I think it
I.
also will help assign out really what other family members could be helping out,
Yeah, totally.
honestly. So as moms, we don't feel like it's all on our shoulders all the time.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's just a really good accountability tool, also. I know that for me, I've really, really realized this year that accountability is huge for me. I listened to Gretchen Rubin's Better Than Before book that's all about habits. And she talks about the four different types of people and how they view habits and how they're able to execute or not execute habits. And I realized that I am one of those people who really needs the accountability. And it became very clear as I started using the Goodreads app, and I could actually see my progress. And I think that has been huge for me. And now I've been looking for other ways to really make that happen in my life so that I can stay more accountable. And I find that when I'm very intentional about the way that I'm planning my time and I can really see it, that helps me to feel more accountable to that.
Okay, so we have time blocking, and then kind of what comes next is what is your daily focus, and what are those daily tasks that you need to accomplish?
I think that this is a really good one, especially for the Cultivating the Lovely community, because we're all about having our top three ways that we're going to be cultivating loveliness. And these pages just really give you the ability to break down what really needs to happen in each specific day, make notes of things. So we have a section that's called Ubiquitous Capture, a word that Erica hates, but it's so fun to me. I like to say it. And it's just a spot where you can write down anything that comes to your mind. This is something that I learned from Misty Winkler at Simplified Organization. And she's like, don't try to hold things in your brain. Just write them down. And so if
Right.
I do that, I'm able to keep so much better track, and I don't have all these little, lines of things that I'm trying to keep all together. I can just write it down, and then I'm not responsible to try to keep it in my brain.
Right. Not a thousand sticky notes.
Yes, exactly.
This is what most people in the planning world call brain dump.
Yes.
So, anybody's been following me, we've talked about that. It's the same concept of just put it down. Deal with it later where it needs to go and assign it out later, but just get it out of your head.
Yeah.
And right when it happens, like not right. even waiting for like, okay, I'm going to wait till I have 10 things to brain dump. Or in my case, it's usually like 1,000. But just whenever I think, even if it's just like, oh, I think I need to go check on a doctor's appointment or like when that is, just like write it down so you make a note of it instead of trying to remember that you need to do it.
Right. Like you want to paint your nails.
Exactly.
Because you'll forget.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's a great insert. One side is the focus, and that's the front side that you see where we have first of the day, who you want to connect with today. Mm-hmm. I think that's also really important because so many times we get so caught up in social media and looking at a screen. And so if you intentionally say, this is who I want to connect with today, no matter what the means are, whether it is sending them just a message or it's a phone call or it's seeing them in person, you're intentionally connecting with that person.
Yeah.
And developing relationships, because that's really what life is about.
Yeah.
Those relationships. Yeah.
And even if it is someone that you're only able to connect with via, you know, text or whatever, intentionally reaching out to a specific person instead of having it be kind of this mass communication through social media.
Absolutely. And I'm a firm believer in God puts those people on your heart that specific day because they needed it that day. And too many times we ignore it. And so this is to kind of help us stop ignoring it.
Yes.
And then the other stuff is on the back. You know, your to-dos, errands, what are you doing for your homemaking that day? And then a list of things that are just for tomorrow.
Yes.
You're not going to do it today. This is for tomorrow. It's for another day. Stop putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah, and even what you need to prep to make tomorrow go better. You know, are there if you're a homeschooler, are there certain books you need to pull out, or are there certain things that you specifically need to do? I really like that, even for meal prep and that sort of thing.
Yeah, mine is always pull meat out of the freezer.
Yes.
I always forget.
Yes.
And then I'm defrosting in the microwave, and I do not like doing that. So that's going to be like a constant one.
Yeah. Erica's going to make her own personalized one that just says always on there, take meat out of freezer.
Yes, it is. So, okay, so that is one. So that's two inserts now we're up to. The third one is a weekly menu shopping list.
I am really excited about this one. I like the way it turned out.
I love it too. It takes my, we took my initial design that I had come up with.
Yep.
Where it's perforated, so you can take your shopping list with you. We kept the back blank, and I can kind of talk about the idea behind that. But the weekly menu is now separated into breakfast, lunch, and dinner boxes. And you can kind of talk about why you enjoy that so much.
Well, I think that that is really important because I think a lot of the times we just get caught up in planning dinner and we kind of forget the other meals of the day, that they can be intentional meals that we can be not only just like pouring love into, because let's face it, I'm not always wanting to pour that much love into breakfast and dinner or breakfast and lunch, but it does help to know that, okay, I have everything I need. I'm not going to be scrambling at the last minute, and helps my brain to just have one less thing to have to remember or deal with throughout the day. So I like to just have it all done. I think it's really helpful.
Absolutely. Even if it's for some of us just putting cereal and milk down for breakfast or leftovers for lunch. I do leftovers for my children for lunch all the time because I cook to have leftovers.
Yeah.
And that way they're still getting a home-cooked meal for lunch.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, so that helps. And then the back is completely blank, and I left it that way. I personally did my initial design so that you could do chicken scratch on different meal ideas. Maybe you want to have something for next week. You don't have a place to put it. You don't want to put it on next week's meal plan yet.
Sure.
But you can just scratch down and write anything on there.
Well, that and having the shopping list be perforated, that you want to be able to take that off and take it with you. So it's just kind of a one week deal.
And you don't have this big, huge clipboard.
Yeah.
You don't have this huge binder with you. It really is really, really simple. You can check everything off on it. There's little check boxes, and it's divided into your basic sections of any grocery store.
Yeah. And I still use Plan to Eat. Like, I am a huge Plan to Eat fan. Mm-hmm. And I still like to really plan out, especially for long term, on there, but there's always those things when I'm not at my computer or on my phone or whatever that I want to be able to add to my shopping list really quickly. Or I know that, okay, we aren't even going to Costco this week, but we're going to be going in a couple weeks. So just having that running list on the back of the shopping list of the week that I know that we'll be going to a specific store or running specific errands, it's just easier for me than getting into the app and putting that all in there. And I like to have something with me that's not technology based that also says my meals. So something right in my calendar that's just easy for me to flip to and look at, I like to have.
Yeah, and it's all right there for you. The other thing that I particularly enjoy and what I do is I have my weekly menu in my planner, and then I've already torn that list off, but then I have another one behind it. And so as I run out of things, or if I think, say, oh, you know what, nectarines are going to be on sale next week, I want to go ahead and add them to my list now so I don't forget. So I already have a list started, which has helped me out immensely, because I am famous for going to the grocery store. I have this huge list. You know, I do have a very large family. So my list is quite long, and I will forget that we ran out of mayonnaise and I never restocked it in my pantry.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, because I never wrote it down. Or saran wrap, you know, those things that you just expect that are always in your home.
Yeah,
I always forget those.
Yep, me too. Just forgot the mayonnaise 2 days ago.
Yes. So that's kind of how I use it. I always have, you know, my menu, the shopping list has been torn off and I have one behind it.
Yeah.
So I can kind of keep planning. So that one's the meal planner. And then the next one, you kind of hit on this and you've talked about this in some of the morning shows. But we did a monthly gratitude page.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about how that came about?
You know, I had seen it in a couple other places, and I just thought this is something that I think our community would really love, and it would be very simple for people to implement, because we're not saying, hey, start a journal or start, you know, some big thing. Like, this is just very simple. It's just one line a day where you just say what you're thankful for or where you've seen God work in your life or how he's answered prayer. It can be just very simple, one line a day. It can be even be one word if you want it to be, but it just helps us to be more mindful and remembering how God is working in our life. As we had talked about recently in the show in our study through John, that remembering helps us with our faith. It helps us to more strongly believe in him because we remember what he's already done for us. And so I think that keeping track of that in a gratitude journal style is just really helpful. And when it's already in your planner that you're using all the time, it's just a really easy place for you to be able to turn to and jot down your one line and not have like one more thing that you're dealing with.
Right. And not overwhelming, because just one simple sheet for the entire month.
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, you will have 12 whole sheets just filled with your gratitude. And that can be kind of cool to be able to look back over time.
Yeah, I think if you've never seen that concept of putting the little sheets of paper that you're thankful for in the jar for the year, and then you go back at it, it's kind of similar concept.
Yeah.
And I think you would really enjoy going back and reading it yourself or with your family, the things that happened through that time of your year that you were thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm excited about that one. I can't wait to actually start using it.
They're very pretty. I can't wait for you guys to see them tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Then the next one we did was just a basic note sheet that has Cultivate the Lovely at the top to remind us on a daily or however many times you use this note sheet. But it's a note sheet, with grid paper on the back side and lines on front. So both styles, which I enjoy both styles. Sometimes I want to write on a straight line, and sometimes I really enjoy doing grids.
Yeah. So it's very versatile, and you guys can just use it for whatever you need it for.
Mm-hmm. So those are the big inserts. Yes. And then we did a really cute bookmark, page marker.
Yes.
Where it says to do today and has check boxes and lines, very simple. And I like the way it sticks out side of the planner.
So it's
as a bookmark. Yeah. Oh, the journal cards.
Yes.
Looking at them right now.
Cutest journal cards. Erica did such a good job. They are lovely. They are pure lovely.
I am really loving them. And we did a big grid on the back. So very similar to if people have scrapbooked before, but Project Life cards.
Yeah.
In a sense. But they're really directed towards this line. They are all theme related and flow. Some have titles, some have just pictures on it. So you can really use them for anything. And I personally use journal cards in my planner kind of as memory keepers.
Yeah.
To just write down, you know, so-and-so tied their shoe for the first time on this date. And it's a way of, in a sense, kind of scrapbooking as you're planning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're also just, they're kind of another little, like, notepaper place to jot things down. Or if you have a specific project that you don't want to have on a page that's got a bunch of other stuff going on it, it's really simple to have this little card that you can really easily slip in and just include the whatever notes you're having about whatever project it is. Like for me, maybe it'd be a podcast episode that I was planning on and, oh, I wanted to ask this specific person these questions. And they're really easy to move from week to week if I'm wanting to keep these specific notes with me. I love that, especially about the Happy Planner. It's just so easy to take things in and out and move things between the weeks. So
it is. Snaps I really like in that and about pulls it. Right out.
Yep.
I used mine the other day for paint colors.
There you go.
And I wanted to always have it with me instead of carrying the big, huge paint swatches.
Yeah.
So I just wrote down my paint colors on there. So I had them. So that was a really great use of them too.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So it was fun. All right. And then we have stickers.
Yes. I'm really excited about the stickers. We had a lot of fun coming up with the ideas for them, and Erica did such a good job of designing them. We've got all kinds of fun and lovely things, and we've got some little icons that you can use just to kind of sprinkle throughout your days of remembering to sit and have a cup of tea or to read a book or just take in nature and different things like that. So I think that you guys are really going to enjoy being able to use those throughout your planner.
Yeah, and I haven't really seen this before. I'm sure there's somebody out there who has icon stickers, but kind of not in this theme of really ways that we can cultivate loveliness in our life during the day.
Yeah.
And just to remind us to take a moment for ourselves.
Yeah.
Even if it's just jamming out to some music.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing dishes.
Yes.
But to remember. And so that it was a lot of fun making these. And then we did a whole just set of squares and dots that you can mark things, bullet list, kind of do whatever. I use them for almost everything.
Yeah.
I will put a square down just so that it's next to something that I need to do so I can put a check mark in it.
Totally. I love me some check marks.
Yeah, because I don't really like crossing things off in my planner.
Me
either. I like check marks because I still want to read it.
Yes.
I know. I'm very... It's
there's just something gratifying about a check mark or a good X or just like, okay, I did that and it's done. It's that whole accountability thing again. It just makes you feel good.
It is. And of course, we included something that Mackenzie insisted on. Because she's like, I'm in love with these things right now. Do you want to say them? Do you want me to say
them? Antlers!
Antlers! But they're beautiful. They have flowers on them.
Yes, they're just, I don't know why I have such a thing for antlers right now, but they're so pretty. And mason jars too, you guys. Oh, there's pretty all over this thing. It just makes me happy. I think it's perfect for spring coming out with it. It's just like, it's a great line. Erica did an awesome job.
Thank you. It was a good collaboration between us.
Yes, it was. It was fun to do. So but we have lots of things on the horizon too.
We do. Our list, we have to keep on like, we're overachievers.
Yes.
Our list of this is what we want to do. We can constantly have to kind of peel it back and go, this is what we can accomplish.
Yes. Like,
this is
okay.
What we need to fight off.
What can actually happen in 2016 and what needs to wait. But we do have a few things that I think we're pretty set are going to come out this year, hopefully this summer.
Yes. I believe it will do right before summer. So that's kind of, you know, as me being the planner of I've laid it out so that at the end of the quarter, we'll, you know, one quarter we'll have a new release. And so I know we're going to take what we've already made and make those into personal sizes.
Yeah.
because it's making a personal size from what you're doing something for a happy planner in A5 takes quite a bit of adjusting.
Yes, some definite restructuring.
Right. You can't just, you know, change the measurements. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it will have to be all together.
Personal size for those of you who use a Color Crush or Filofax or KeyK, those personal size that have the smaller ones.
Yes.
And then do you want to talk about the next one? Because this is really up your alley.
Yes. Okay. So I'm really excited about this one because I haven't seen anything else like it quite in this way. And it is a homeschool edition. So instead of an entirely separate homeschool planner, they will be pages that can just be interjected right into your Happy Planner or your A5 or whatever you're using. So if you have a planner you're really loving, you don't have to abandon it or have something completely separate for your homeschooling. I know that I like to sometimes be able to really see things just side by side and have them together. And a lot of times our homeschool planning reflects so much about what's happening in our everyday real life. I need those to be meshed together. And so I think the idea of having pages that pertain specifically to homeschooling right in the main big planner is going to be a really awesome addition. I hope that everybody loves it as much as I think I'm going to.
I think they will, because it, like you said, it really does not exist. You really have to have your own separate homeschooling planner.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be nice just to be able to take a page from that section, pop it into your week.
Yeah.
And you can still have weeks worth in another section of your Happy Planner or A5 planner.
Yes.
And you can just pull out and put that week's right there in the middle of your week. So it's all in one spot. You're not flipping, you know, to five different sections.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really good.
I find that I don't do that. If things yes. are in separate sections, I don't look at them as much. But if yeah. they're smack dab in the middle of my week, then I look at it.
Yep. So I think it's going to be really good.
Yes, I think so too. And then something I'm really excited about, because we've been talking about this for a while.
Yes.
It's actual do inserts to go along with our Bible studies.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really nice, even when they're just the really simple studies, to have the printout that you can just very easily slip right in to your planner so you know what reading you're on for that day, or if it's a study that we go a little bit more in-depth into, I think that it's going to be really handy to just have it be right as a part of your planner.
Yes. So the next section is kind of goes along with Mackenzie's huge goal that I'm sure yes. everyone's heard of at this point in time. And I have no idea how you're doing it because I'm not even finishing 3 books.
It's lots of audiobooks. Lots of audiobooks and reading during nap time.
Yeah. So we're going to do a reading log insert and probably a reading journal type yes. of insert to go with the planners.
I think this is going to be just so fun because it's just going to be really easy to have it in there, like we've been talking about everything,
yeah.
but it's that accountability feature again, and then having the notes. I think that the journal is yeah. just such a great idea. Good job on that idea, Erica.
Thanks. Well, I love, you know, I write, I have physical books, but I also do audiobooks, and I do books on my iPad or my phone because I can take those with me easily.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're less expensive than buying
yeah.
a real book. And let's be honest, that's kind of part of my budgeting thinking. I have to say, okay, I can get this book for $3 or I can spend $12. Well, right
yeah.
now, $3 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So
a lot of times mine I get from the library. And
yes.
So
can't write.
Yeah, you can't write in them. Or, and sometimes, a lot of times they're audiobooks or their ebooks too from the library. And so I really like having some place to keep track of what you read or listen to that day. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. What's hitting you that day? What stood out so you can keep it with you? And yeah. then I personally love going back and looking at it.
Yeah.
I look at what stood out to me. If I read 3 days ago, I look at that so that when I pick up the book, I'm like, oh yeah, that's where I was at. That's
yeah.
what was
yeah.
going on. And just really helps me stay in that book, like dived into it, in the
yeah.
heart of it, instead of going, oh, I need to read 3 pages behind because I forgot what I was
exactly
what I was reading.
That, and also, I mean, we talk about it all the time on the show. The whole thing behind Cultivating the Lovely is the labor, care, and study. And when you're actually taking notes on something, you're studying it, and you're just making it all that much more applicable to your life and really cementing it in your brain. And so I really love that whole idea.
Absolutely. So that's coming in the future.
Yes.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yes.
So now that everybody knows.
Yes. What's happening with what's the planner happening? Thing that we've been talking about forever.
Yes. And tomorrow you get to see it live.
Yes.
From both of us.
Yes. Because we'll be together.
Yes. I'm so excited. Let's kind of talk about, you know, we develop this stuff, but why do we use planners and what do we use them for? I think a lot of times people see these layouts on Instagram and yes. all over the place. And they're like, really? Seriously? It's just a bunch of stickers.
Yeah, it's a waste of your time.
Right. And there are some that's what it is. It really is just, you know, playing around, but we kind of, you know, have taken that and like I like to say, we want to make it functionally beautiful.
Yeah.
So why do you decorate your planner?
Well, I decorate my planner for a few reasons. I talked about this a little bit with Amy Weiler, but I find creative gratification in it. It's fun for me to do, and it gives me something to be able to do for myself that's also useful. Because I find that when my planner is pretty, when anything in my life is pretty, really, for that matter, it makes me use it more. Mm-hmm. Heck, if my treadmill were prettier, I'd probably use it more.
But we'll have some way to decorate those.
Yes. But I just really find that when it is all designed in a way that is attractive to me, it attracts me to it, and I will use it. And then I stay more organized and I stay more on top of my life. Where if it's just kind of scratch pieces of paper and a really kind of boring looking planner that I'm, you know, scribbling stuff into, I end up not coming back to it. And then I get my life all discombobulated again. But when I have something that I'm actually intentionally taking the time to make look beautiful, I will use it and it will be implemented more, and it's something that I can have out in my, you know, house on my counter that just brings me joy throughout the day, and it's just more applicable to my life.
Yeah, and you know, we're reading The Life-Giving Home by Sally Clarkson.
Yeah.
And she talks about making things more inviting.
Yes.
And so this is just one way that we make things, you know, our plan, our schedule, more inviting.
Yes.
You know, we want to accomplish these things. I particularly decorate for two reasons, and I will definitely go along with your first one. I like looking at something that's beautiful, making it inviting, lay it on the counter, and it doesn't look like this, you know, mumbled jumbled list of just chicken scratch.
Yes.
Because even my handwriting looks a little bit better when there's stickers around.
Exactly.
But I really enjoy it because it becomes a way to memory keep for me. And I can go back and look and say, oh yeah, this is what we did this week. And I take it a step further and I actually print out really small pictures that were on my phone or just my daughter took from her phone. You know, just those things that that's where they stay.
Yeah, yeah.
They just stay on the phone and nobody ever does anything with them. And so I print them off and, you know, put them during that week that this is when the photo was taken. And it's really become practical. So I'm practically using my planner during the week, but then it's also becoming a way to memory keep for me and my family.
Yeah. I love the idea of the pictures. I haven't done that yet, but I do use my Carpe Diem planner is just a memory planner of writing down what we were doing, the funny things that my kids say that I probably wouldn't ordinarily remember, all those kinds of little memories, just so I can look back and be like, oh, that's what we were doing at right. that time in our lives.
Right. And I love that idea because it's not like you're trying to upkeep four different baby books or yes. children's books. It's yeah. just, and you can kind of see, well, when one was doing this, this is where another one was at.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I really love that as well, especially for those of us who have one in every stage.
Yes, exactly.
So
I find even as a homeschooler, a lot of times we plan an advance of what we're planning on doing, but actually having the record of what we did do can be really good for not only keeping me accountable, but also just helping me see how many other opportunities my kids have had to learn things that aren't necessarily just strictly academically centered. Like they get things from so many other experiences and all those sorts of things that it's really fun to have that log to be able to look like, look, their life is full and they're learning in so many different ways.
That's awesome. And so I use my Carpe Diem for actual business and creating and designing, because I don't want that side of what I do to overwhelm my family life. Mm-hmm. And so I really try to keep it separate. Though I may have, you know, during my week that I need to work on a few things, it's not my entire list of ideas or my sketches or budgeting with where it comes to that stuff. So that's what I keep solely in my Carpe Diem and try to keep it separate. And it really helps because I work from home. And so a lot of my days is consumed with working.
Yeah.
But I have a place where I can look and say, okay, I can't work as much this day because I have all this stuff going on for my family, or I really need to clean this area of my house. And so I can see that and say, okay, that's just going to have to take, you know, a side note for just a moment. And then I can come back to it. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, oh my gosh, I have all this designing to do, or I have 5 custom orders. And then I would put my home behind that. And so that really helps me keep them very separate.
Yeah, I think that that's a good idea. Because this is a question we get a lot too. Why do you have so many different planners? And even in this conversation, we've been saying like, oh, we are designing all these things so you can have it all in one place. But I actually do have different places that I put things for specific reasons. And so I really like the Happy Planner for like our everyday life, family. I like being able to pop in our homeschool things like I was talking about. I really like that aspect of it. And I like my Carpe Diem for keeping the memories and all that sort of thing. It's just a fun place for me to be able to keep those things. But then I also, it's on its way, I'm getting a Color Crush personal size because like Amy Wyler was talking about, it's really fun to just have one for you. That's just your thoughts and what's going on with you, and you could kind of dive into and make pretty just for the fun of it. And so it may not even have that much practical purpose, but it delights me to no end to think I'm just going to have this place that's just for me. And maybe that's where I'll put our reading log inserts. Maybe that won't go in my Happy Planner. Maybe that will go into my personal planner that's just about what I'm learning and what I'm doing. And I think especially as a stay-at-home mom who doesn't have much life outside these four walls, it's really nice to have something that's just kind of all about me sometimes.
Yeah. And I also have a Color Crush and I kind of use it similar. Right now it's actually more of my baby journal because I'm expecting. And so the little things of how I'm feeling or what I have a specific, not diet, but food log to make sure that I'm getting all my nutrients and saying, okay, I'm really, really doing a bad job this. And I can see it though, because I kind of have a record of it, or just different list of, oh, I love this idea for decorating. I also love putting in like right now I want to try, I have 5 different teas that I want to try, but when I go to the store or when I'm at a tea place, I don't always remember them. So it's just things that are just for me.
Yeah.
Or clothes that I would love to buy in the future.
Yeah. Your wish list and all those kinds of things.
Yes. Beautiful bracelets. And, you know, I'm not going to remember where I saw it or who told me. So if I write it down, I can always go and look straight at it. I don't know about you, but I'm horrible at coming up with a holiday Christmas list or a birthday list. Where people say, well, what do you want? And so this is, I put that in my Color Crush. This is my list. This is the things that throughout the year I have seen. I'm like, I really want that kitchen utensil.
Exactly. I have the same issue. And so to have that running list of things, even just popping the website in there, like this is where they can find it. It's so helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've also printed off pictures sometimes.
Yeah.
A whole bunch and just put it in there.
That's a great idea.
pulled something. I actually saw a really beautiful ring and it wasn't very expensive. And I'm like, I don't want to forget that I loved this.
Yeah.
And so it really helps. And Jason, my husband, he's able to just look at it anytime. And so, you know, he loves surprising me. And then I don't really know that he's getting it for me, but he knows that he's getting something that I love.
That's a great idea. Yeah. You just need like a bookmark in there that's like, husband, look here.
Yeah, so it works well for us. It really does. Awesome. I also make notes of things that he'll mention as well, or the kids will mention that.
Totally.
And so it really helps me make those lists for when, you know, those times come and I want to surprise them with something. Okay, well, what's something small that they're really into right now?
Yeah.
Or they asked me 50 million times for at the grocery store and I told them no 50 million times.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
I do things like that in mine. So that's kind of, and then people use traveler's journals.
Yes, and I have one of those too.
Yeah. And I really keep that for doodling and my brain dumps. It's something I can quickly grab with me, especially if I'm going to be like waiting in a doctor's office for a while. And so I can just have this ongoing list of stuff. And then later on when I have time to sit down with my planner, I can kind of assign it out where it needs to go.
Yeah.
But I do carry one of those with me. And I do a lot of doodling and coloring in mine.
Yeah, I have had a traveler's notebook for about a year. And I used mine initially to do all my planning in. And I had my calendars and everything in there. And I really liked it for the time that I used it. I probably used it for like 5 months in that capacity. But then when we got back to school, or it was because I started at the end of the school year, so it was kind of different. But then we were starting the school year, it just wasn't working for me. And it transitioned into more if I buy an ebook Bible study, like Carrie Danker's Bible Studies from Stone Soup for Five. I love printing them out in booklet version in Adobe. There's that option to print it as a booklet and to be able to put that in there because it's an extra large size traveler's notebook. So it will fit the, you know, regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper folded in half. And so to be able to put those in there, I have a long arm stapler that I can really easily staple them together and put a little cover on them and have all of my Bible study and my little Bible journal that I've created in there. It's just a nice place to kind of keep it all together and be able to have it all and have it look pretty.
That's funny. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
it's
do.
So fun. It pretty much any PDF kind of booklet that comes in full size, I just print booklet style because it fits in there so perfect.
It does. I did that with Makeover Your Mornings when I did for when I launched it on my birthday. I did the same thing and it just makes it easy and I can just take like 5 booklets with me at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that with our Philippians study and the Colossians study. It was just so easy to have it. And it plus it saves on ink. It's like less pages that you're printing. All around a good deal.
It is. So I have two last questions that we'll cover. And we're almost to the end. Time management. You know, a lot of people say, okay, well, then how do you find the time to do all of this?
Yes.
I think it's one of those things that we all find the time for what we love. If you love watching TV, you find time to watch your television.
Exactly.
So I don't know about you, but I love to plan and organize. So I find the time to do it. I actually set aside time in my week that this is when I plan. And it's almost the same time every week, unless something's come up.
Mine is not that way. But I do try to carve out the moments when, okay, my husband's watching a basketball game or something. And so instead of doing that, I can still be with him. I could still sit next to him, but I can be working on my planner instead.
Right.
And so I try to carve it out in a way that I'm not taking time away from my family. I still get to be with him, but he wouldn't necessarily be doing something I'd want to do anyway. So I can use those bits of time to still be with them, but do something that I want to do.
Yeah, I do something similar. Mine is usually on the Sunday evening and everybody's in the family room and that's where I do my planning. I have a wide spread of age of kids. And so my older kids are actually part of our planning.
Yeah.
And Jason is too. And so as I'm filling things in and on Sunday, I just kind of do a very broad overview of the week and put down the things that are already set in stone. And then as each day progresses, you know, I'll make it a little bit more focused. So like today, you know, I might put a little bit more effort into what's happening tomorrow.
Exactly.
But I had the structure already set on Sunday.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll even go through and like at the beginning of the month or right before the month, I'll go through and, you know, do my full monthly calendar and then kind of create a basic layout for all of my weeks.
Yes.
So I'm not taking specific time every single week to be sitting down for 3 hours and putting stickers and stamps in my planner. Like, that's just not practical for my life. But I can carve out a set amount of time at the beginning or once a month to really do a spread and get everything in there so then I can add little things as we go.
Yes. I think it's essential for people to really understand that you have to make it your own.
Yes.
There is nothing set in stone on planning and organizing. There are 50 million websites.
Yes.
That will tell you how to plan and how to organize. But if that's not the way that your brain functions,
exactly,
or your family functions, then it's not going to work.
Exactly.
So you really just have to find something that works for you, because we are set up to thrive on being organized,
yes,
especially moms, because it helps our minds just become quieter and it brings a level of calmness. And then that's reflected on the outside as joy.
Yes. And I think it helps you avoid decision fatigue.
Yes.
When you just have it all figured out already, you just know, and there's less questions. The kids don't have to question you so much about everything. When you just know exactly what the answer is, it's just, it's easier.
Yeah. And then having a plan always helps you leave room for change.
Yes.
So if you say, okay, this is what needs to happen today, and you have a child who wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning sick, then you don't have to stress, because you know the things that need to get done today, what can be moved around and yeah, where can be put, instead of stressing, oh my gosh, how am I still going to get everything done?
Yeah.
So I really think that that helps.
I agree.
All right. Last question. Planner essentials. What are your planner essentials?
Ooh, I didn't know you were going to spring that one on me. How do I get them down to just the essentials? Well, I think my number one thing would be my chaotic blessing stickers. Because I'm in love with them. And I know that sounds ridiculous because I'm doing this episode with you, but I love them. I love them. I pet them. I know that sounds crazy, but they're so smooth, you guys. You just buy one sheet from Erica just so you can feel these stickers, because they're so amazing. They just like get all my tactile senses going, and they're just so pretty. And I love stamps, but I find that stickers are easier to be able to just slap in there and not have to get out the stamp pads and clean the stamps and do all the stuff. I love me a good stamp, but the stickers are easier. And then a good pen. Like,
yeah.
I really like a good pen to be able to write with that writes smoothly, and just, it just makes the whole experience nicer.
I think so too. I always flip-flop on what pen I'm loving at the time now.
Yes, yes.
And whether or not I want it to be color, or I just want it to be black or
exactly,
blue.
Exactly.
So my pen collection, what I have on my desk ready for me to grab, is quite large. But because I love them all, I just, yes, don't know what mood I'm going to be in.
I know. Yeah.
So I think that kind of covers it. You know, you have whatever planner that you are using or that you want to use, and you grab your essentials. I know washi tape is.
Yes. How could I forget washi tape?
How could I forget washi tape? But you know what I have found? I'm not using as much of it anymore in actual planning, because I do use my own stickers, and yeah, I have washi strips.
And they're awesome.
So I use those, and I tend to use my washi for like making things, like having pages fold on top of each other, because it is so flexible.
Yes. And it's easily to move around.
Yeah. Yeah. Or putting it as a border of one of the booklets that we printed off. So yeah, I use that in that fashion a little bit, yeah, more. And then I always try to have some type of notepaper, scrap paper around. That's one of the things I always keep around my planning area.
Yes. Absolutely. That's good. Well, I think we've probably pretty much hit on all of the basics.
I hope so.
Yes. So, like we said, our planner inserts will be coming out tomorrow, and we will be doing a scope on it together, so be watching for that. We can't wait to do it for you guys, and we'll be having a little giveaway going on and all kinds of stuff, so make sure you hop over on Periscope tomorrow. Find us at Bold Turquoise, and we'll also have links to everything we've been talking about in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you so much for doing this with me, Erica.
Oh, no problem. I love doing podcasts with you.
I know, it's so much fun. So that's it for this week's podcast. It was so much fun meeting with Erica. I hope you guys enjoyed listening about our planner line, what's coming tomorrow, and also what we have planned for the future. So be sure you're following us on Periscope tomorrow at Bold Turquoise, and on Instagram at Bold Turquoise, where we will be having our giveaway. Also, if you'd like to get your hot little hands on our new planner line, all you have to do is go to boldturquoise.com/planners, and that will take you directly to Erica's site, where you can exclusively get our new planner line. Also, be sure to check out this week's show notes at boldturquoise.com/14. I think that's all for this week. Until next time, ladies, go be bold and gracious.